producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yes, indeed. What a good idea that is to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind, which is what our subject matter is at all times, under any circumstances. Manny, I don't know about you, but I'm still sort of, it was actually interesting. I went out for dinner last night with some friends that I've known. We figured out we've known each other for like 20 plus years, which is probably one of them. I mean, I didn't go to elementary school with them, but
but it's still quite a while you've known them.
Yeah, a long time. And given the fact that I'm, 23 years old, who knows? Lying. My daughter's really somewhat discombobulated because I'm now 3 years younger than she is. It's so embarrassing for her. But nevertheless, at any rate, and we were talking, we were just catching up because we lived together when we were both in Massachusetts. We lived in the same town, small town. And then our paths kind of keep diverging, and we keep sort of bumping into each other again, but I hadn't seen them for quite some time. And so they were asking about the program, and I told them about the call yesterday from Bill. Because Jason was the first person who called about sobriety, and then Bill was the one who called about sobriety and depression.
Right. Yeah.
And told them the same story that he told us, which is he was listening to sports talk on an FM station, and all of a sudden my voice came through on an AM station.
And he said
he didn't touch it. And he was dealing at that very moment with issues of depression and alcoholism. And we spent a lot of time together, Bill and I, yesterday.
Yeah.
And they got the same goosebumpy thing that they did the same. Woo doo doo doo. So it was a very interesting phenomenon.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. We never know exactly what's going to go on here, so that's part of the fun of the program. And hopefully, it's almost as much fun for you all as it is for us, because we just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, so here's the deal. Well, you know what? I'm going to start with something a little different today. We usually start with this day in history, which we will do eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just seeing if I can find it now. My computer is not my best friend sometimes. And the fact is, I've already been dealing with AT&T this morning, so you know that the issues are. Let's see if I can find it again. I may have misspoke. We may be dealing with exactly that in a moment. 855-99 Dr. Joy. All right, because I can't find what happened this morning, which is pretty darn interesting as far as I was concerned, is I got an email from one of my old producers. So, see, people aren't, most of my producers still talk with me, and they still are in touch with me, and they don't hate me. Manny, maybe the exception. No, Manny's not my producer, so he'll have time. But he sent me actually a story for today. He said, I just saw this, and I thought you might be interested in it. So I thought maybe I would, because there aren't that many days where I get to surprise Manny, because he and I work on the show together. So basically most of the stuff I have, I got from him. So it's kind of hard to surprise him. But I thought this would be a kind of a fun thing to do, because it was one of my producers that used to be with me, and he said he's working in a completely different industry. He's not even in broadcasting at this moment. But he said, he was reading this, and he thought it would be perfect for the program. How cool is that?
Very cool.
I mean, can you imagine, like, 3 or 4 years from now when you're not working with me anymore, although hopefully you will be, but let's say that you get this great job, and you are now president of something, and you run across an article, and he sent me a text first that said, what's your email? And I said, same one. And so sure enough, he sends me this article. Pretty cool. Would you do that?
Oh, I would totally do that.
You might do that? That'd be cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it was nice to hear from him, and it was also nice. All right, so what he sent me, you'll get a kick out of this, is the 22 Habits of Really Unhappy People. So we thought...
This will be good.
Yeah, because he loved getting stories that I could then argue with. And, of course, this is one of those stories that it just begs for... You know, for the obvious, that if this is what you do when you're unhappy, then obviously you do the opposite to be happy. The first is that you engage in a lot of retail therapy, right? that you decide that shopping is where it's at.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I completely agree with that. I think part of it is to what extent. But the point is, it's kind of a short term. I mean, I think all of us have had the experience of going into a store and, oh, wow, I really need this, or desperately wanting something and looking for it and finding it and getting home thinking, okay. It's certainly a short term pleasure, if at all. Right. So in engaging in retail therapy, again, it's hard for me to argue with it, but I think for the long term that it's not going to be very satisfying, and you're going to have a house full of junk if you're not careful. I know HVC or what is it? Home Shopping Network.
HSN.
And what's QVC is the other one. I combine them. Yeah. Are going to have a jihad against me, but nevertheless. All right. The second is binge drinking. And I would probably put drinking in general. If you're drinking to change your mood, you're going to be in trouble. And look, we're a country of drunks. If you think of, there are more pilgrims who got drunk and drowned in the canals than were killed by what we then called Indians and influenza combined. And if you think about our social history, you know, Matt Dillon walking through the saloon to say hi to Miss Kitty, it was a saloon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're a nation of people who invest heavily in drinking. And you can hear that, especially for both Bill and Jason yesterday, were how disastrous drinking can be, especially if you're trying to change your mood by drinking. Because it's a short-term solution at best, and alcohol is a central nervous system depressant. So, all right, so I mean, I think most people know that, but worrying about the future... Well, I think planning for the future is one thing, but worrying about it. And we talked yesterday about the fact that optimism doubles your chances of not having heart disease. I know, clumsy sentence, but you get the point. Waiting for the future, you know, just I think waiting for anything is probably somewhat of a mistake. Even a bus. Well, maybe not so much a bus. Not having any hobbies so that you basically... work, and that's about it. And I think hobbies can be a place where we can zen out, whether it's a physical hobby like exercise or yoga, or it's catching butterflies. Why did I just say that? I mean, the idea of catching a butterfly, something that beautiful that can fly, and maybe catching them and letting them go. Maybe, how about bird watching? Except, you know it's not called bird watching anymore? Did you know what it's called?
Really? They don't call it bird watching anymore?
No, they call it birding.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think we talked about that before.
Yeah, it's birding. No more bird.
Yeah.
I kind of like bird watching, but nevertheless.
Yeah.
All right. So the idea being that there's something actively that you're engaged in that you choose, that you're not getting paid for. It's just a fun thing for you to do. So that's a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Eating poorly. Well, and today's what, National Hot Pastrami Day or something?
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, let me just, word to the wise. That's I think occasionally is okay, but the problem is, I mean, I discovered this, I really like Mexican food, but when I was working out every day, and you eat Mexican food the night before, what you understand is Mexican food is not good for you. It just, so, all right, so eating poorly, so which means eating well. Not caring very much about others, you know, sort of being self-involved. Great people talk about ideas. Average people talk about things. Small people talk about wine. And I would add being very careful about gossip, because gossip at first blush seems kind of exciting, that you know something that someone else doesn't know, but it's seldom positive, right? And if it's positive, it's probably a secret that somebody else wants to share with people on their own, like they're pregnant or they're getting a new job or whatever. It's not really right. Yours to share. And it can really make you very negative.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Yeah, I thought these were kind of interesting, in at least a compilation. Holding grudges. All right, I'm a Scorpio, so that's probably something I need to work on a little bit. But grudges just keep you locked in a negative place in the past. Stay tuned, I'll give you more. Or you can call up and give me your bad habits. You just dump them right here. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about 22 habits of really unhappy people, and they include drinking, eating bad food, not having hobbies, gossiping about people. And one of them is stop learning. And strangely enough, it's like they're sort of reading my little mind. They said, well, learn how to cook Mexican food. After I just said, oh, no, Mexican food's not very good for you. Well, at least not very good for me. So the idea is that again, this is partially a hobby issue, but partially not, is that learning means that you're challenging yourself, that there's something new and interesting in your life. And just like going to a new restaurant or, you know, having a new, doing something new is a way of adding some spice to our lives. Speaking of which, we forgot to talk about Serrana. Did we talked about that? It's the, it's a spice that comes out of Thailand. It's spelled S-R-I-R-A-N-H-A, I think, or something like that. And it's kind of a very sweet hot sauce, which I found discovered. Do you know about that? Have you tried that?
I have not tried it. I remember we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, but I've yet to try it.
You can get it online, but I actually found it at a grocery store, and you mix it with ketchup, and be careful, because by itself, it's a little heavy. But I actually saw an article over the weekend that said they were talking about food trends for 2015, and that's one of them. They said that for people, that 9% of American households now have it, unless you're under 35, and then it's like 50%. So I'm feeling so trendy. All right. Not following through is a habit of unhappy people. You know, you start something and you just let it go. Right. Hating your job. Look, if you don't like your job, get your resume up to date. Look for a new job. And do the best you can at your job, because if you do a good job at your job, first of all, it's maybe more interesting. Secondly, you may get promoted. If you do a crummy job, you're going to get fired. Not to mention, work is one of the two basic pillars of our life. There's work and there's love, which is why hobbies can take such an important part. So hating your job is really a wasted time. Decide that it turns out that loneliness is a habit of unhappy people. But the idea being that you can choose to socialize. You can choose, because you're alone doesn't necessarily mean you have to be lonely. So go and do something for somebody else. Think about somebody else. I think that I would argue that the basic issue of unhappy people is they're focused on themselves to a very extreme extent. Basically, focusing on negative all the time. Pretty straightforward. Jumping to conclusions, especially negative conclusions. And I think those are usually the conclusions we jump to. If someone doesn't answer a phone call, we assume they don't like us. Or that if someone's late, something terrible has happened to them. That basically, you need to suspend the negativity as much as you can, which doesn't mean you have to be an idiot. It doesn't mean, but stupid and cheerful is actually a fairly useful technique. Basically, blowing things out of proportion, that taking something little and making it big. If you're going to take something little and make it big, take something positive, all right? And that's called magnification. The opposite is also a bit tricky. It's called a minimization. But the magnification comes basically when you're dealing with other people's slights toward you. The minimization happens when they're mad at you. It's not that big a deal. It's not up to you to decide what's a big deal and not a big deal for somebody else. Labeling yourself in a negative way. Well, I'm so fat, or I'm so stupid. You know better than that. Having no goals whatsoever. And again, it's a fine line between being a little bit future-oriented enough to have some goals, but not worrying or being focused exclusively on the future, because the future isn't something you can affect yet. The present is. So what you need to do is have some goals. The idea is that, assume that you're going to die tomorrow, but live like you're... No, I think it's assume you're going to live forever, but live like you're going to die tomorrow. I can't remember which it is, neither of which makes a whole lot of sense to me. The idea being, sort of think about what you're doing, be aware of it, and make sure that you have both short and long-term goals. Worrying exclusively about what other people think, because you just don't know. And to a very large extent, you can't affect it. Letting people, here's one that's not inherently obvious, letting strangers affect your mood. You think, well, you know, strangers don't affect my mood. They do. If you think about it, if you're in a car and somebody cuts in front of you, or if the person at the checkout counter, like this morning, was talking on her cell phone when there were like 15 people behind her in line, and she couldn't be bothered to swipe her card so we could get her out of there and get the next person in line. So, and the tendency is to think, wow, she's a real jerk. But that's letting a stranger affect your mood. I know. And swear words come to mind. I don't know that swear words are necessarily exclusively the business of unhappy people. Being focused on money, I have told 15 people about the guy who won the lottery and decided to defer picking it up till the beginning of the year for tax reasons. What, it's going to put him in another tax bracket? That's one of my favorite stories. That's a habit of a lifetime. That's somebody who is not going to have much fun with that money, I don't think. Right? I mean, don't you worry about him just beginning? I mean, he's 80 years old. He's got $150 million in his pocket today, and he's worrying about the taxes on it. I mean, hello?
Yeah.
So basically, if you back those up, what this means is if you want to be happy, then what you need to do is have some hobbies, have some goals, be positive, think good thoughts. I mean, it's not terribly complicated, and basically allow the good stuff to percolate through rather than the negative stuff. That we can't choose to a very large extent what happens to us, but we can choose how we're going to respond. And that's really up to us. So there you go. And the fact that my old producer sent me this just makes me happy. The other thing, let me just tell you from a personal standpoint, one of the deals, as far as I'm concerned, is allowing yourself to be made happy by little things. Because if you're waiting for the big things, if you're waiting for the promotion or the love of your life or winning the lottery, God forbid, you're not going to be happy as much if you allow things like someone smiling at you or having the item that you want at the store on sale, or just that the sun came out when you didn't expect it to, or that somebody let you in line. Allow the little things in your life to loom positively and largely, and you'll be happy a lot more of the time. All right, we got that down? So now you know how to be happy all the time. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. What have I got here?
About a minute. Less than a minute.
Less than a minute. Well, we could whistle. No, we're not going to do that.
Whistle while we work.
We'll whistle while we work. Yeah. But the point, it made me as happy to think about an ex-producer thinking about me and sort of getting in touch and saying, listen, hopefully this will help. And said it reminded him of getting prepared for the store, the program, and how much he missed that. So my man Manny will deal with in just a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY is a good way to get in touch. And I'll tell you what happened in history, or we'll figure out what's going on with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Sheila, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Big fan. I have called a couple times before about my daughters. I am concerned about my high school freshman. She doesn't like it. When I did call you before about her, she was in middle school, and there was some social issues, and she's, I guess, concerned, you know, about high school, and I was wondering if you had any words of wisdom for me to pass on to her.
Which number kid is she in the family?
She is the oldest. She's okay. 14.
Okay.
She says she feels like an 8-year-old in a 14-year-old's body.
What specifically is her concern at this moment?
Well, the text was not specific. She said, I don't like high school. But over the past few days, she's been just concerned that it's so crowded and she doesn't have friends in any of her classes. And feels like she's just growing up too fast.
What is growing up too fast? It sounds to me that that sort of refers back that she was happy being... How many kids do you have?
We have two daughters, 11 and 14.
And the 11-year-old is probably sophisticated beyond her years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So,
and the older one's a little less mature and still.
Yeah. What was her complaint in middle school?
It was difficulty with girls, being excluded, trouble making friends, trouble keeping friends.
Is your daughter involved in any clubs or extracurricular activities?
Yeah, we have really, made an extra effort to find things that are a good fit for her. She loves drama. She loves music.
Oh, I got the drama part. That did not escape me. Drama queen here.
Yeah. Absolutely. And she wears her heart on her sleeve, so all her emotions are out all the time, which is exhausting for me.
All right. Part of it is, but that's why, honey, look, kids are, you have to remember that for children, everything is trial and error, right? They come knowing essentially nothing. So what your daughter has learned is mom will respond to this, that when she's upset, she sent you off the text, she probably felt instantly better, you felt instantly worse. So you have to be aware of that dynamic. So when she does that, first of all, I would tend not to answer the texts immediately, all right? Because she's a drama queen, okay?
Yeah.
And if you give some time for her to, even the waiting for you to respond, gives her some time to sort out what she wants to do next, all right? Because that's going to be the theme of our conversation, of instead of responding to her, what you're going to do is throw it back on her and say, okay, what do you think would make you feel better? And she's going to say, I don't know, nothing. Okay, but because you're older and wiser and calmer, you're going to say, well, okay, as soon as you figure out what that is, let's talk about it. Because her whole thing, she's a pot stirrer. She's saying, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I'm going to make somebody else worry about this. Someone else has to take care of me. It's kind of like, and again, this is the season where it's going to separate out the, and to a certain extent, it's good to get everybody. I've told people, I was desperate to get away from home. I was the oldest of six kids, and my parents wanted me to stay in school. And so I was,
He's already planning how not to leave.
Oh, no, I got it. But even I, who was this kid who desperately wanted to get out of there, was miserable the first week of school. And I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, and my mother, fortunately, my mother came down.
That's good. I'm going to use that.
Yeah. And my mother came down. I started school at the end of August, and my mother came down, and I was miserable. I just wanted freshman week to be over so I could flunk out and go home. And going home was like, the black hole of Calcutta. So there was clearly this ambivalence. I was also young, and my mother came down for my birthday in October. So I'd now been in school 2 months and was miserable. My mother comes down and says, honey, I know you made a mistake here. Come home, and you can go to school. You'll sit out the semester, and then you can go to school next year in Colorado. At which point I decided, no, I am now staying.
Right.
Because so... what I say to this kid, you can come home now. No. First of all, talking about freshman. You're talking about public education or elementary or primary education as
high
opposed
school.
To college. Yeah, you're talking about high school. So she can't come home.
But what you can
say to her is, tell me what you'd like me to do here. She's going to say, well, I don't know, or what do you think I should do? Just don't swallow the bait. Because, honey, for 14 years, you've swallowed the bait. That's why she knows this will work. So she remembers several things.
I'm working on it, but...
Yeah, I know. So, first of all, she understands that when she feels the first moment of anything, text mom, then it becomes mom's problem. Don't respond to the text immediately, all right?
Okay.
Second of all, when you do respond...
I wish they didn't give them a phone.
Exactly. Well, a lot of places will not let kids have phones at all in the classroom.
Yeah.
Number two, when she comes home today, and I would be tempted not to respond to the text at all till she gets home. or to say, okay. You know, if you don't, no matter what you do, don't respond to the text immediately. But when you do, if you feel compelled to do it, say, let's talk about it when you get home, and then say to her, what can I do to help you about this? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to say, I don't know. And you're just going to keep coming back to that, honey, listen, whenever you, let's give some thought to it. Whenever you're ready to talk about it, you just tell me what you'd like me to help you do. Because it's putting it back on her. The more you take care of her, you're right. She is, and she, look, part of, how much younger, 11 years old. So understand that from your daughter's standpoint, she was the princess. She was the unquestioned star. And then her crummy sister came along. And her crummy sister, if I had to guess, her crummy sister is probably a little more poised, has many more friends, much more social, probably is even cuter, which isn't to say that your daughter's not going to grow into her own sense of beauty. But right now, her younger sister is probably cuter, sexier, easier to get along with, more popular. So, and as far as she's concerned, she took away mom and dad and grandma. And everybody from me. So your daughter's whole life for the last 11 years has been, how do I get everybody, how do I get them back? And so her way of getting back is, remember, in her mind, she was only three, that the way to get it back is, when I was a baby, I got all the attention. My sister, who is now a baby, got the attention. So in her mind, and this may not be conscious, this is just on some very basic, primitive level, the more I need, the more I'll get. The more babyish I am, the more mom and dad will take care of me. And unfortunately, you've fallen into that trap with her, in that you do respond to her.
Right.
And you're the 11-year-old is off, you know, doing her stuff, and the 14-year-old says, okay, I need, mommy, feed me, my diapers are wet, nobody loves me, I'm going to go eat worms, nobody eat lunch with me. And you, I'll take care of you. So you have to start rewarding her for independence, rewarding her for self-reliance, asking her what she wants you to do. Don't offer. Ask her what she wants you to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that sounds great. I will listen to this broadcast over and over.
There you go. Yeah,
remind myself.
Exactly. Part of it's going to be you, honey, that she's really taught you, and she'll say, and she'll cuddle up to you. She's not stupid. And she'll tell you, oh, Mom, thanks. I feel so much better. I don't know what I would do without you. You know, other people don't have a cool mom that I have. Yeah, so understand, right? I've been sitting at your dining room table.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, Mom,
definitely.
You're the best. Yeah. All right. And which means, be prepared. She's going to give you some serious grief about not responding. I can't believe you didn't do that. I thought you loved me. You know, I was feeling terrible. What if it had been a real emergency? So you're just going to have to withstand that. Of, you know, got it. I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of you for dealing with this on your own. I'm very proud of you.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, reinforcing positive behavior. It really does work. And you need to think about the long term as opposed to the short term, which is why parenting is such a pain in the neck. All right, speaking of pains in the neck, this has nothing to do with pains in the neck. I just didn't have a great transition. What do you think Cuba, Napoleon, Dave Garraway, and Elvis Presley all have in common? All right, today, in 1539, Spain annexed Cuba. Napoleon, in 1858 on this day, escaped an assassination attempt. Dave Garraway started Today's Show in 1952 on this day. And Elvis Presley's Aloha from Hawaii in 1973 was broadcast via satellite and set the record as the most watched broadcast by an individual entertainer in television history. And I think that record may still stand.
Wow.
So, see, well, who knew? There, now you know. See if you can work that into a conversation, folks. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The statement about Elvis's broadcast remind me, I, at one point when I was on book tour, I did a video conference out of ABC with, which was one of the really early ones that anybody ever did. And they said I got the second highest number of participants. Guess who had first? You'll never guess, but give it a shot. The most number of participants.
I don't have the slightest idea.
I'll tell you what I said. I said Mick Jagger, which wasn't true. It was Milton Berle.
Okay.
Huh. I mean, Milton Berle is just, I think he's still alive. And I went during Gay Pride Week. He comes quite often to New York, or he used to, and would sell out the hall because he was one of the first cross-dressers. Remember, he used to dress. Well, you probably don't remember him. I vaguely remember him as, you know, as basically a very young kid, where it was the Uncle Milty Hour or something, and I think it was Texaco, and he would cross-dress. He would dress as, you know, well before, was it Skip? What was the Devil Made Me Do It? Skip, is Skip Wilson right? That's not quite right.
Gotcha.
At any rate, never mind. At any rate, so Milton Berle. All right, so we talked yesterday about one of my favorite news stories ever was an 80-year-old man who won the largest lottery ever claimed in the United States. It was $326 million, I think, the Mega Millions. 80 years old. He won it in November 4th, I think. He didn't claim it till, I think, yesterday, the day before, because of taxes.
Oh, goodness.
Which still, he said he didn't want it to have a tax implications for last year. He just won more money than he could ever spend in 14 lifetimes. Mm. And what is, I mean, how much difference is it going to make? I mean,
right.
That just blew me away.
It's just silly.
Well, it is. It is. It's kind of like, look, he's probably been poor his whole life, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And those habits become ingrained. So we thought we'd ask people, because we've asked people before, what would you do if you won the lottery? And the problem is that occasionally people come up with some kind of interesting things. But by and large, the responses fall into pretty limited categories. Travel. Pay off a mortgage, set up a trust fund for my grandkids or whatever. So, I mean, all that's fine, but, you know, what we look for is something a little bit more interesting. So what we asked this time was, because this was such a big lottery, which is, what would you do if you won $10 million and what would you do if you won $100 million? Because presumably you'd think about it somewhat differently.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you won $10 million, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I would probably buy my mother a new house.
Okay.
I'd buy myself a new car. Obviously, I'd pay off debt. I mean, probably all the typical things
a son
would do for his mother. So.
Right, all right, that's $10 million. What would you do with $100
million? Oh, gosh.
Because that's serious. That's a chunk of change,
it's
right?
It's like, that's almost, I'm not saying that I would turn down $100 million, but it's almost more money than I would feel like I need. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't even know
what
to do with all.
Honey, I think $10 million is probably more than you need, maybe.
That's just such a huge number.
Well, but it's a good point. And if you look at, because I was talking with people about it yesterday, just because the two stories that really, you know, that really grabbed me yesterday were the channel changing without any noticeable hands involved, or at least hands on this planet, on this galaxy, and also the guy that defers the Mega Millions because it is one of the tax implications. But we were talking about the fact, if you read the stories about people who win lotteries, they're tragedies. They are really disasters.
Yeah.
And they're quite often people who had serious financial issues beforehand, which means, and if you look at it, about 5 years after, quite often they're in more debt than they were when they won the lottery because they're not very good at money management. I know two stories that are really reassuring. One, I know them personally. One was one of my board ops at one of my stations. I believe it was in New Hampshire. And he won $17 million, and he was my board op, and he, on Saturdays, did play-by-play for the local high school basketball team. So when he won the money, he didn't quit his job. He continues to do my program. He continued to do the play-by-play on Saturday nights, and he did essentially what you're talking about. I think both he and his mom were living in a trailer, so he bought each of them a house. So, I mean, that seems to me sane.
Yeah.
I don't know what he did with the rest of the money. Maybe put in a bank or whatever. And the other was one of my producers whose family were Canadians. And they won one of the first big Irish sweepstakes before there were lotteries in the United States. And I think they won about, I don't know, $70 million or something like that. It was a substantial amount of money. And they were already kind of middle-class people. And they hired someone to pick up the money, the check. So no one ever knew that they won. And they essentially, they took a kind of a lavish vacation, I think, and bought new cars and put the rest of the money in the bank, and I think went on living their lives. I've told the story before of when Pennsylvania Lottery was very high a bunch of years ago, and there was not a Mega Millions in New York, and I just went on the air and said, "Will you buy me a ticket? Somebody buy me a ticket, and if we win, I'll send you the dollar and I'll split it with you." And some guy called up and said, "Well, if you win, will you continue to work?" And I said, "Sure." So I didn't win. And I don't know if he bought me the ticket or not. He said he did, but I don't know. So there. So $100 million, though, is, I mean, that's a serious responsibility. I mean, the difference between 10 and 100, you know, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger says, people say that, you know, that money makes you happy, but he says that he's not any happier with $50 million than he was with $48 million. But that's Arnold's sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, I think even with $10 million, with $100 million, I would try and figure out a cure to something, maybe making cell phones audible so yeah. You could actually use them, or maybe setting up a program for women in third world countries, because that's already what I'm doing with my foundation, which doesn't have anywhere near that amount of money in it, but sending worthwhile kids who could go to college who couldn't afford to, and sending them through college. And so what I would do is just funnel that money into what I'm already doing, I guess. And I'd probably hire someone to do it on a more global level. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I don't, at one point I ran an AIDS camp. And I was working for ABC at the time, and they offered me a huge amount of money, like $25 million, to set up an AIDS camp, which is very tempting and wonderful. They'd already allowed me. They were great. They allowed people to come and work for me, and they got their salary. So they came and worked for me for 2 weeks, and ABC paid them their normal salary, which I thought was great. And it occurred to me that was wonderful, but that isn't what I do. I mean, that isn't what I know how to do well. That isn't what I want to spend the rest of my life doing. And it's one thing to do it for a couple of weeks every summer and get somebody corporate on board to help out with staffing. But I don't want to give up what I do. I really like what I do, and I think I do it well. And running a camp, I suppose you hire somebody. But so I said thank you, but no. I mean, I think part of what we need to do in this life is what we're good at and what we're not so good at. As an administrator, I'm a good psychologist. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.